your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock. The latest now with Joanna Earl.
A new law has come into force making it illegal to smoke in a car where children are passengers. Anyone caught breaking the ban faces a £50 fine. Nicola's got the details for KMFM.
It's hoped this new legislation will give further protection to under 18s from the effects of smoke. Dr. Julian Spinks is a GP based in Stroud. He's told us it's a positive move.
I hope the impact is going to be healthier children. Children who are less likely to end up being admitted to hospital with asthma attacks. Children that won't get ear infections and carry the long-term risks from smoking, and that has to be a good thing.
It's also been welcomed by parents on the school run in Raynham.
I do think it's a good thing. I don't think parents should actually be smoking in their cars with their children.
Although I'm a smoker, I don't smoke in a car, and I think if you've got kids in the car, you shouldn't smoke anyway.
It's definitely a long time coming. I can remember years ago we used to sit in offices with people smoking, which is the same kind of thing, but obviously it's worse for children.
But there are questions about how effective the ban will be, with police chiefs saying they'd prefer to educate drivers rather than prosecute them. Steve White from the Police Federation, which represents officers, says they don't have the resources and there are other problems too.
Defining, was it a cigarette? Was it an e-cigarette? How old are the children in the car? How can you prove their ages? It's going to take a bit of time for this to settle in. Hopefully, people are going to realise that it's the law and they're going to comply with that.
Well, we've been asking if you think smoking in cars carrying children should have been banned. At the moment, almost three quarters of you say yes. You can still vote in our poll at kentonline.co.uk.
This is KMFM News.
Two brothers arrested in Kent are due in court charged in connection with an acid attack in Southampton. Geoffrey and Billy Midmore from London were held at an address in Gillingham on Monday. They're both accused of GBH with intent after Mama Six Carla Whitlock was targeted outside a restaurant last month.
KMFM News.
The mother of a schoolgirl who died after being hit by a train on a pedestrian crossing in Kent has called for it to be closed. 14-year-old Sasha Wheeler was knocked down at Glebe Way in Whitstable in February, the fourth person to die there in 5 years. Last week, an inquest ruled her death was an accident, but heard the crossing had been rated high risk. Here's Sasha's mum, Heather.
Our family has been completely devastated by what's happened. It's just awful, and you just don't want to walk in our shoes.
Network Rail say they remain committed to working with the community to find a solution to the crossing.
KMFM News.
A 16-year-old boy arrested in connection with a number of alleged flashing incidents around Maidstone has been bailed. Two secondary schools issued warnings after an 11-year-old girl was targeted at the bottom of Buckland Hill on her way to school on Friday. Several other pupils were reportedly flashed at last month. It's hoped a major meeting later will come up with possible solutions to ongoing traffic disruption at the Dartford Crossing. Road bosses, police and council chiefs will be discussing the problems which have continued despite the toll booths and barriers being removed. It's been organised by Dartford MP Gareth Johnson.
Every time there's a fairly minor incident at the Dartford Crossing, it seems that the whole area is gridlocked, and that creates uncertainty for people. It deteriorates people's quality of life, and therefore we can't carry on like that. We've got to do all we can to ensure that the traffic flows as best as it possibly can.
And shoppers in the UK now have 30 days to demand a replacement or full refund if they buy a faulty item. A new consumer law will also provide more protection for digital purchases, meaning ebooks, games, music and movies are covered for the first time.
KMFM Sports.
Rugby and the England team for Saturday's huge World Cup match has been announced. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Andy.
Will England play Australia at Twickenham on Saturday, with a loss potentially ending their chances of reaching the quarterfinals? Centre Jonathan Joseph has recovered from a chest injury in time to feature in the game and will replace Sam Burgess. Scrum half Ben Youngs is also fit to play. Football, and both Manchester clubs have picked up their first wins in their Champions League groups last night. Sergio Aguero scored a 90th minute penalty in City's 2-1 victory away to Borussia Mönchengladbach. United were 2-1 winners against Wolfsburg at Old Trafford. Cricket, and Sam Northeast has been named Kent captain for 2016. The 25-year-old, who's recently been named Batsman of the Year for hitting more than 2,000 runs this summer, takes over from Rob Key. And the McLaren F1 team has confirmed that Britain's Jenson Button will drive for them next season. It had been reported that the 2009 world champion was thinking about retiring. Button says he can't wait for the 2016 campaign.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.